for breakfast. Brought to you by the Whipples Volkswagen End of Financial Year Sale.
Well, we all know it's coming. It's the ban on single-use plastic bags, which will come into effect across Queensland on the 1st of July. In fact, I'm pretty sure Woolies are going to start tomorrow, the 20th of June. But it means we're going to have to make some pretty big changes. And someone who's been doing that for nearly 20 years now is Emily Hay, who in 1999 successfully drew on her designer and pattern-making skills to develop a homegrown, 100% recyclable solution to the single-use plastic bag. And I'm glad to say she joins us for breakfast this morning to talk about it. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Lee.
First of all, look, what does this bag, you know, ban mean for us as consumers and for our supermarkets?
It means that the single-use plastic bags will essentially not be handed out, and customers will have the option of either bringing their own reusable bag or purchasing a thicker plastic bag instead. So, and also it means that hopefully people will become motivated by this ban and get a bit more organised about getting their own reusable bag and trying to remember to bring it along.
I guess most importantly, is it going to be effective? I mean, is this ban really going to benefit our environment?
I think so. I hope so. To be honest, I could be quite critical. Say, I think there's a whole lot more that needs to be done.
Yes.
I don't think the alternative plastic bags that the big supermarkets are going to be selling for 15 cents are any good at all. But it's movement on an issue that's been stagnant for a long time. And there will be an awful lot of people who will do the right thing and become motivated, as evidenced by people ringing me and ordering. And I chat to people all the time, especially all over Queensland, as the bag ban comes in. So that's just it's a good step. It's just a step, though.
All right. Tell us about the bag that you developed and what you used as far as the material is concerned.
Okay, so in 99, I became completely sick of seeing plastic bags everywhere, and also that there were just no alternatives. You couldn't buy a reusable bag anywhere. Yeah. So I'm a pattern maker. I always was quite intrigued by the design of a plastic bag. So I essentially made a pattern from one and then trialled in a lot of different fabrics, and the parachute silk, which I had on hand from a previous business, was the one that lasted and could handle up to 14 kilos per bag. So so I went into business after 2 years, and even now, 17 years down the track, I had a customer who rang just the other day and said she's got her original bag that I made those 17 years ago. So they're really durable. They don't seem to wear out. The colours are beautiful, lasting. Women can match them with their outfit of the day, and men can buy nice dark coloured ones so that they can just blend in with everyone.
Okay, the other big problem is, and particularly for me because I'm hopeless, how am I going to remember to take my bags with me? Because that's going to be my biggest problem.
Okay, so if you use a shopping list, that's always a handy one to put right at the top of your list in capital letters. Otherwise, keep them near the front door or with your car keys, or even in your car is another good one, but just somewhere where you'll get that visual prompt as you're about to leave, so that you don't get halfway down the street
yes.
and, you know, it's too late then.
Oh,
yeah.
I can see that happening to me. All right. Well, how can people access your wonderful bags?
They can go to my website, which is www.ecosilkbags.com.au, where they'll find a stockist list.
All right, that is.
So they can purchase online, but I'm starting to run out. I've had a huge run on bags.
Oh, I bet you have.
Yeah, I've got shoulder bags that are still great for shopping, but yeah, I'm starting to run a bit low. But certainly, there's a lot of stockists around who should hopefully have stock still.
All right, get some tips there at ecosilkbags.com.au. Emily, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll get ready to change our shopping habits with the ban coming in, and hope that it actually does some positive for our environment. And thank you very much for your time this morning.
That's a great pleasure. Thank you, Lee.
G'day, is that Jerry?
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, buddy. How are you?
Oh, just listening about the plastic bag. What a crock.
Yeah, you nodded it?
The whole thing. No, look, you think about it. 99% of the population here recycle them bags to put their garbage and scraps and whatever and then place it in the bin.
Yep.
Now, the problem is once they're phased out, what do? You go to the supermarket, you buy a roll of plastic bags, you put your rubbish in it, you put it back in the bin. So environmentally, really, it's just shuffling the problem from one side of the shelf to the other. The other thing that I've noticed, we've actually kept a bit of an eye on it, me and the cookie, those particular bags that you're buying now, the rolls, have gone up 40 cents in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, right.
So all it's doing is padding the pocket of a few people. You know, I know these plastic bags are a problem.
Yep.
But I don't think this is what it's... they're talking about trying to save the environment. It's not going to work, you know. You're just moving the pot from one side of the stove to the other.
G'day, Shane. What can I do for you?
Yeah, just good morning. I work in the plastic industry.
Yes.
And the one thing, or a couple of things that I am finding funny out of this whole lot is, one is they're calling it a reusable bag, but it's the same material as what the current big chain shopping stores have been supplying, except for it now three times thicker.
Right.
And now, the other thing is that everyone's not bringing up about is those big chains are now turning a profit. They were giving a plastic bag away. They've lobbied the government for many, many years, and now they've turned everything into a profit. So instead of giving you a thinner, lighter shopping bag, the same material, the same looking bag is now available, just three times thicker, and they're charging you for it. Now, why is no one talking about this? Because I don't know. It's just crazy. Everyone's getting charged for something they were given. And people talk about the paper bag. It causes more emissions, takes more transport, and knocks down trees to do a paper bag. So people just have to be better at recycling.
You're absolutely right. So I wonder then, on the back of what you've said, how long it'll take before shoppers start reacting to the supermarkets. They see their profits going down because people start going, no, bugger this, I'm not paying for the bag, so I'm just going to do my shopping elsewhere or in another way, and all of a sudden this whole thing goes away.
Well, they've got everyone in some way because obviously Aldi came in and started charging everyone.
Yes,
and then the other chains have gone and they've been going, hang on, you know, we're giving something away. People seem to be okay to pay for. And, yes, the two bigger chains have a bigger market share. They will not give anything away. So sooner or later, you've either got to remember to bring those other bags, which a lot of them, those green and blue bags people have, are made out of plastic.
Yes.
And people don't know that properly. And you've obviously got the health risk of contaminations and leakages and other factors that happen in these bags, whether they're made out of silk or whatever else. If you don't watch it, people can get sick in that. It's already been, you know, put on, you know, shows about that.
Well, that's
and the fact
too.
Is that they've caught everyone out because no matter what, you've got to walk out with your groceries.
In something.
Unless you've got boxes in your car.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and apparently a New Zealand man has stolen human toes from a dead body exhibition, according to officials. The incident occurred last month when a 28-year-old man visited the Body World's Vital exhibition in Auckland on May 4 and allegedly swiped the toes, which were valued at $5,500 each. The man, whose name was not released by authority, has remained in custody and will appear in court on July 2. He faces 7 years in prison for stealing the toes, and 2 years for interfering with a dead body. According to the New Zealand Herald, the Body World's Vital exhibition came to New Zealand in April, the first time the long-running exhibition has been shown in the country. Apparently, though, if he does avoid the lengthy prison sentence, the man would still be up for a hefty fine, meaning the toes would cost him an arm and a leg. And Mexico is now the gold standard for fan celebration. A small artificial earthquake was detected in Mexico City on Sunday after Irving Lozano scored a goal, the only goal of the game, during Mexico's World Cup matchup against Germany. According to CIMSA, which monitors seismic activity in the area, the earthquake was likely caused by massive jumping directly after the goal. In fact, Mexican authorities are so concerned about a repeat of the incident, they've enlisted Optus to broadcast the remaining Mexican matches so no one will actually ever see the goals.
You cannot be serious!
music, celebrities, sport, gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
Former TV Golden Girl Heather Locklear was reportedly hospitalised this weekend after threatening to shoot herself. TMZ reports the 56-year-old actress got violent on Sunday following a visit by her parents. The mother reportedly calling 911 after the actress choked her and hit her father, telling the dispatcher that Locklear was trying to locate a firearm with which to shoot herself.
Murphy's daughter is trying to hurt herself and looking for a gun to shoot herself. She does not have access to any weapons. She is agitated and violent. Check your call slip for a hazard at the address.
The former Golden Girl of 90s TV with starring roles in Melrose Place and two rock and roll ex-husbands is now under psychological evaluation and no criminal charges are expected to be filed. Tom Hanks has proved the old adage, the show must go on. Last week, in a performance of Henry IV at the Shakespeare Centre of Los Angeles, which was interrupted by a patron experiencing a medical emergency, Hanks sensed the audience growing restless, bounced on stage to entertain them.
God has decided this play needed a second intermission. And thus it is. But the scurvy rogues that stood up from their seats, tore apart their tickets, is an insult to all artists and all actors and Shakespeare himself.
The video, which shows Hanks, who stars in the play's title role, has since gone viral. And believe it or not, Australian millionaire Jeffrey Edelston and his on-again, off-again partner Gabby Greco have officially announced they're back together and will renew their vows. 29-year-old Gabby revealing the news via Instagram yesterday during a live video with the medical entrepreneur.
I just wanted to tell you that we have a special announcement. We are getting married.
Again.
We're already married. We're still married. Just to let you know.
Just do it again.
Just to let you know, we're still married.
The couple separated just 5 months after their 2015 wedding, but are understood to have rekindled their romance over Christmas. And thankfully, that's the latest.